we're turning our attention back now to the issue at hand, and that is the issue that fuel prices have risen overnight and are set to rise further over the coming days due to an increase in wholesale costs. The Convenience Stores and News Agents Association, which represents over 1,500 retailers, including 300 filling stations, has said its members have been informed by that the wholesale price of diesel will rise by an average of 7 cent last night and a further 6 cent from midnight tonight. With me on the line is Vincent Jennings, who is president of the Convenience Stores and News Agents Association. Vincent, good morning to you. Very difficult time for lots of people out there at the moment with these prices, and I'd imagine for your members as well, getting this news that prices are to go up. Is that where things are going, I guess?
Good morning, Gerry. Yeah, well, and that figure is an ex-VAT figure, so you have to add 23% to that as well. So the end user is going to be paying from yesterday through by the weekend. In most cases, it will be 18 cent as a minimum. I mean, I'm here in Dublin at the moment going to a meeting, and five sites that I had seen on the way up were 228.9. So
that's the way it stands.
That's the way it stands, and that's not going to stop there, unfortunately. So I know that there is a lot of, and it's much lauded and much vaunted, that there will be a government response following a cabinet meeting on Tuesday. That is actually really just sticking plaster over it, because if it is, as announced, a 20 cent decrease, people will be still paying in excess of 210, 215 for the product. So that is such a phenomenal increase over where it was just mere 4 or 5 weeks ago.
That's your fear as to where it might settle after the government intervention, that it'll be 215 per litre diesel.
And still rising.
Yeah, and see,
it's not even an attempt to soften up customers to let them know. Yeah. It's to be realistic about this. And not only that, when the government make that decision on Tuesday, do not expect an automatic 20 cent down overnight. I mean, this happened 4 years ago and many, many retailers were fleeced as a result of it. It will happen with the next load coming in. So that may well be that day or the following day, or it might be 5 or 6 days time. So please don't get angry with somebody just because they haven't taken into account the 20 cent. It hasn't come into them at that point.
Yeah. How quickly do things turn over from that point of view? How often do you get prices on this?
Well, it's a daily basis, and sometimes it's twice a day, literally. The prices change literally every day. So we got notification yesterday of the prices for today and the prices for tomorrow, and they were 6.9 and 6.3 cent plus VAT. So people coming in buying their product today are paying 230 for the product, including VAT. And they can't sell it for 230, can they?
No. Is it as binary as that, James? And the prices over the last 2 days, I would guess, is a response to the attacks on gas fields in Iran and consequent attacks on Qatar. Qatar announcing that 17% of their production is knocked out for 5 years. That is all part of what's driving prices, both in gas and oil, on international markets.
Yeah, but I mean, you have to. I mean, Gerry, you're an part of you would be in investigative journalism. I would imagine that there's a fair deal of windfall and profiteering up the line, further beyond us and beyond Ireland. In fact, I would imagine that there is an awful lot of this stock price manipulation or share price manipulation, and people are actually, you know, they're betting on the outcome now. Some of the stuff is actually happening, we know that, but there's a run through. I mean, it takes 5-6 weeks for tankers to get to hit ports and the like. Yeah. So you'd have thought that product, once it had gone out of fire, let's say, was safe to land. But people are making money along the way, but we're being affected, and our customers are being affected.
And is that because of hedging in international markets, saying, yeah, this is what the price is going to be now, I'm going to take my profit here, or I'm not justifying it in any way, but that's what's happening. And then there's operators who operate in this commodity area, which is the price of a barrel of oil or a cubic meter of gas, and they look to make as much money as possible, and they feed off a crisis.
Absolutely. I mean, we all remember the bulls and the stags and everything like that. Well, they're the exact same, but they're the vultures, really, in many respects, Gerry, you know?
Yeah. Okay. Look, I'm almost afraid to ask you the question. Will this continue for as long as this war goes on? Do you think, Vincent, are your members going to get more messages like this over the next number of weeks?
Well, I think that the important thing is to understand that we down in at the lowest level between ourselves and the consumers, we are the most affected by this. I mean, the state are actually, in many respects, are actually beneficiaries of this in a perverse fashion.
Yeah, because of the tax situation.
And have been because of the VAT that they've been earning on this. So, you know, the 40 or 50 cent extra is actually giving them 10 cent extra for every litre sold, for them not doing a thing for it. They're not the ones who actually have to face the abuse. And we understand
the anger. Vincent?
It's not as bad as it was initially. No, it truly is not as bad as it was in the first week. I think the people have actually seen very clearly that it's not our doing, but we're the people at the front line, and God, you know, the poor girl or boy behind the counter, they have nothing to do with it. Please don't take it out on them. That's the only thing that we would say. Please do not take it out on them. Have a word with your TD if you want to get angry, but it's not the fault of the person behind the till.
Yeah. Okay, Vincent, listen, thanks for taking the time to talk to us about that. That's Vincent Jennings with us on the line, president of the Convenience Store Retailers Association, talking about the prices they're being quoted and the price that will be maybe settling around, perhaps maybe 210, 215. That's notwithstanding any other price shocks that come between now and then.